set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. For the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations, just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again?
Yeah.
Okay. Before we begin, I want to say I put the minutes of the second meeting in a shared folder. They're still not quite okay. Still some technical difficulties. So the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay.
So, but from now on, I won't move my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Be better. Yeah.
Keyboard work.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be more easy to read.
All right.
Okay. When we talk about components design, it's really about material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of pro in buying the remote controls. The components of remote controls are, of course, the case. The properties of the case are it has to be solid and hard material, like hard plastic, with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of Real Reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day and then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
But titanium is probably trendy, I think.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
But maybe a little bit expensive.
Or they don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've told about the three first points. The simple electronical chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros. I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see a covers which can be I don't know.
But it's actually kind of it resembles the design.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoonish, unless you kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to
we
have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
I still don't have any information about the user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided on that last meeting.
Yeah, but then I don't know when there are new user requirements. Nothing.
No, but we decided to use only. Basic
functions. Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there are maybe a little bit more. But
well, maybe we can think that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up.
Yeah, I pointed them out here just to make it a little bit easier. Another function. It's, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea, but I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if it's a good idea or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12.5. Production. If we got already something like a base.
A bit redundant also maybe. I don't know what kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it and
yeah.
I got a pop-up.
Maybe,
so
maybe we can bring
Tain text to the remote control.
A little bit big RC. Yes.
A little bit too big, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the functions are not more to discuss, I think.
No.
It's just the basic things we already discussed, the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
next
channel. Well, that's next channel. I mean by next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
But you're
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's your point. Okay. Yeah, I have nothing to.
Well, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the.
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two.
Yeah, they're grouped.
Have to be large.
Large?
I mean, the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that's
most used buttons.
It, you know, it puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes to make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the
yeah.
You
want to accentuate that. You know?
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. that was all personal preference I didn't have. I didn't have any time left.
You don't care. No.
pleasure.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, click on it.
Oh, great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. We were going to imply it, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea. I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruit and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is, it symbolizes the idea of fruit and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fancy.
Maybe we have to do something with SpongeBob.
Exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits and vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So remote controls in catchy colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No, the dark colors.
No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking stuff, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself. But to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with a dark color to, how do you say?
For diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want. Maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
But how do we use fruits and vegetables, for Christ's sake, with remote control?
Yeah, there's always
resembles some piece of fruit.
Well, there's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC,
I don't think you have to do it.
the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, like explicitly of
no,
a
of course
specific
not.
Piece of fruit, but just like the round curves and such. I think it's
especially
it already resembles something like a pear to me or
something. Yeah, exactly. If
yeah.
we make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruit
yeah,
is kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Grapes.
Yeah. Whatever.
Don't you need a creative artist or something like that to make
of course,
it feel
yeah.
like
yeah, sure.
a vegetable or fruit?
We have very big.
We can produce multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word, so forget it.
Pear,
and maybe banana is not easy for remote control, but
we can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design.
No, but I think it's
maybe two or three.
What we're up to.
Yeah.
It
doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, which is
no, sure,
like a fruity thing going on. And it's England.
But that's great, and what I was saying,
like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah.
Pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But
pictures was
a
bad word.
The firm colors, our own. Maybe we can if we got our docking station over here. I can draw with this thing, but I'll try. If this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then in the bottom, then. The strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the bottom of the
button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that will my ideas a little bit. I'll close it down. Go away.
Well, can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual design. Yes.
See what was on the agenda.
Lazy.
The agenda.
Because maybe we can start with the technical. Functions, but I don't think it's do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice, of course, but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel your own.
Yeah, but it should be like this big, and
I don't think
we
TV
should do
it. With 4 programs, you can zap to them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of the program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large screen.
No, on your mobile phone you can read text also, so why not on your remote?
Yeah, but no. I think it's a bit redundant, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks like.
Oh,
what
would your display
program?
Isn't that already on TV? A lot of new TVs?
Yes, also on the
internet.
Well, a lot of TVs indeed show when you... You're already watching TV, you're not
going to
watch your
remote control. Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to
do.
Because the TV has to send information back to the RC. And I don't
Yes, that's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote.
I really don't say you want to make your job more exciting, but I really don't think it's a good thing, because it also doesn't struggle with, we wanted the, when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and
yeah.
You, like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know, it's like more vulnerable and it adds
that's
nothing
true.
Really.
That's
you know?
True. It breaks, yeah, it's not very solid. It's
but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design you're after. Well, this is my opinion. You can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he does, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of fatal right. So I can also just
we can vote you away.
Skip the.
I don't know. If it's
we're not even sure what information we want.
No, that's right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
yes,
you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control.
And how
or double function.
And
then you
go to the second channel. What does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About that program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
It's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first,
I'd like the bigger universal remotes, they have the LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. Yes, that's what I see.
Yeah,
you can put
a
little LCD display on it with lots of information.
But
I haven't thought about it.
It doesn't match with the whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can throw with it.
That's maybe not the most important, but it's just...
It is fashion.
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy.
Have
a remote
control.
It's up to the market.
If it's
trendy. Yeah,
what do you
have to
answer
the trendiness of LCD
because our motto is pretty trendy, to be honest. I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we've got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for remote control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say price also for monochrome LCD or colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
have black and white or something, or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really?
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it.
I didn't really know how to do this, but I'm sorry. You can convince me. I don't know how much we do guys. I don't really feel it. We already.
It's too much, maybe.
Yeah, we
already have the docking
station gadget. And we want. It has to be a simple design, which.
Yes, but
we've got
one thing special.
And I think
not a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's.
No.
Slicker to have no LCD. We wanted to,
but it's
simplicity. We have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
that remote controls are already on the market.
It doesn't fit in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but
when you want to have something special.
Yeah, we already have the docking station, which is.
Yes,
we have
but
a,
we have a picture of it from another company.
Yeah, has to be the first.
Yeah.
No, but that's
that's
our
idea.
Yes, it was already
special.
Made. The remote
control. We're
going to
develop our own.
Is that something? Was it?
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
it was
sure
just a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it.
But we really have to cut this off. I mean, I know, I guess that I didn't really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea. We have already mentioned all our arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
I don't know, it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
So we go.
Okay. I'm sure we may do something here for you at your own place or make
it
happen in your basement or something.
I will rule the world for you.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioniness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
but
the spongy.
Yeah, but
it
was already
spongy,
what
yeah.
we're after, you know, to give it you know, the soft touch in your hands and also the, you know, like, yeah, this is, you know, airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you just can drop it.
Throw it if you
yeah.
really
if
want
you
to.
Drop it, if you drop it, the airbag comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be the design, it's maybe it is a bit of
but not blacker.
It's a bit 90s
no.
maybe what we're up to.
Well, and if it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
that's true.
But,
yeah,
can
that's
we
but it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming when you put it
can
in.
Can we combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe a bee?
What? Oh, a bee!
No, I don't know. Yellow black. So, but it is our company colors.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
real colors.
Yeah.
we have to use.
Yeah.
Hmm. I like yellow.
Well, we can, as I.
But that's not really.
Draw really nicely out of there. We can put the logo on our base station, yeah, and maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Front of the we can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that?
Phone.
I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out
different
in different
fronts.
Colors, but not.
Yeah.
You can
I guess that's not
afterwards. It's also too much. Because we want to spend more money on
yeah.
our remote control. I guess.
You can
these designs
choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. yeah definitely.
Yeah,
just
three,
bring
three
more
or
designs.
Four colors.
Okay. So are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon.
It's a real young and dynamic style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Well, titanium?
No, titanium
is
not a question.
It's also this titanium. Yes.
But
when we
use both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design?
But it you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with a titanium
stuff
with your remote control.
Well.
Nah. Titanium
yeah.
is a bit
no, but, you should
a bit harder. But also on the colors the
okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands
yeah.
are a little bit sweaty and...
On the other hand, if you want to make fruit stuff with...
Yes.
Yeah, but I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of
yeah.
thing, because then it's, you know, it
yeah,
fits in our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and
sports and gaming.
When you make titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big in plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big in plastic.
Isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, but it is plastic.
It's plastic. But it's titanium looking.
Yes, what we can do that on
I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike. With rubber,
it's difficult because that's different material, and then you're gonna have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
If it's just a color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
No, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body and then with plastic coloration around it. You know, like the soft stuff, but I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information, I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give the titanium look.
Yes, sure.
Make it just like shiny.
Yeah, sure.
But if you want to last longer than 2 weeks or something,
yeah,
you can maybe.
Maybe we should talk about how.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors. Kind of font of fronts,
okay,
like we can use on the telephone, and like eSpec began a revolution with all this kind of bags and colors and
different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Mm-hmm.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a possibility, but let's think
then
about
we can always use the same design for a greater resemblance, but with new colors,
new prints.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But our basic idea, I mean, we're probably gonna have like two type of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights, with some carpet lights too. But are we going to give the two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the rubber?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we going to? We're only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we going to give it? Like two-tone
there
color?
There are
three
components. Type. You have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case itself should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons and the cushions as well should be in another.
Or you just make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah.
Not more than two colors.
No.
I think.
No, definitely not.
Maybe we should
too
talk
flash.
About it.
Yes.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay. Well, we have to think of some other important thing. The functionality. So
I was thinking about do we still want the joystick idea?
No,
I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have we have the numbers, we have the power button, we have the teletext button.
Volume, teletext.
And maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. It's just the only
What kind of menu?
You know,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have
a
menu nowadays to access the screen settings.
Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that covers all the other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left and
right.
You
can put it on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal skip buttons for that. That way we have. Like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute,
and
teletext,
and a menu, and then that's
all.
It. So we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Uh,
no,
about the design of the docking station, something important about this thing? We should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one go.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads, and
yeah,
on the
that's
side.
That's
we will make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with the.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. And with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you have, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
yeah,
a table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get
yeah.
to that. Okay.
Okay.
Through then.
I guess so.
But I think also with this show we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think
yes.
this
yeah.
adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color, when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design
yeah.
experts.
It has to be.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So we'll wrap
like
up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
Well, you will read the minutes, you can find it in
sure, okay,
probably. Yeah, no, for sure, because I'm going out of time tonight.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope so. And the only thing is that you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one
more
in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah. Put your laptop. Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
We're not.
Awesome.
Back to the pen. Come on, Parker.